Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State University officials have suspended the Marching Lumberjacks Band from all official school activities indefinitely while an investigation into violations of school policy is conducted. The school was short on specific wrongdoing, but noted that the discovery of open containers of alcohol, inappropriate printed materials and photographs, and numerous safety and building code violations in the band's meeting space led to the suspension. The investigation could take several months, and during that time, the band will not be allowed to represent the school in any capacity. Sheriff's deputies arrested a McKinleyville Middle School student yesterday after he allegedly sprayed other students with pepper spray in the school cafeteria. When deputies reached the scene, they learned that the suspect had fled the school on foot, and after interviewing some of the victims, two of whom were taken to the hospital for treatment, they learned that the suspect had sprayed several students. The suspect was later located on Central Avenue and arrested. He was booked for battery on school grounds and illegal use of tear gas. Jordan Christmas has news from the county jail.
An autopsy has been scheduled for Friday after an inmate died at the Humboldt County Jail on Tuesday night. Correctional deputies saw the inmate experiencing a medical crisis, and emergency personnel transported the inmate to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The cause of death is unknown at this time as toxicology results are pending, and the identity of the victim is being withheld as officials notify next of kin.
Thank you, Jordan. On Monday, two men walked out of the Bayshore Mall with two full Toys for Tots bins, and police quickly released surveillance photos of the two suspects. On Tuesday, POP officers arrested 33-year-old Robert Cochran, who was found in possession of some of the stolen property, and he was booked into county jail. Yesterday morning, POP officers, with an assist from Fish and Wildlife and the Coast Guard, arrested 31-year-old Eureka man Stephen Danielson on Pound Road, and he was found in possession of items taken during several recent car burglaries, although he was not found in possession of any of the stolen toys. He was booked into county jail as well. Family members, friends, and teachers from Zoe Barnum High School gathered for a candlelight vigil Tuesday night in honor of Jenica Lee Suazo, who was found dead in her residence on P Street last Friday. Police have classified Suazo's death as suspicious, and an investigation is underway. The vigil was held at the Adorney Center in Eureka, and the large crowd gathered to remember a friend and student. Police have released no additional details surrounding Suazo's death. A local flood watch remains in effect as heavy rain and high tides affect coastal areas and local rivers and streams. Coastal flooding is expected through tomorrow morning, and that can include pooling water on local roadways. The main stems of the Smith, Eel, and Klamath are expected to reach flood level by tomorrow morning, and residents are encouraged to check road conditions before they set out and to be prepared for short delays. 25 police cadets will participate in the graduation ceremony for the 118th College of the Redwoods Basic Law Enforcement Academy class this afternoon at the main theater on campus. The class began in June, and 21 of the cadets have already been hired by various law enforcement agencies, while the others are in the selection process to be hired. The next academy class begins on January 9th of next year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The members of the Board of Supervisors recently attended the annual California Association of Counties Conference, and they came home with some good news. Supervisor Virginia Bass, who has lobbied hard for the past year, was elected to be the second vice president of CSAC, meaning that in 2 years, she'll wield the gavel as chair of the board. CSAC is the lobbying arm for the 58-member counties. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg provided some details.
It is a political lobbying arm to the state. So if the governor or the legislature tries to come up with something that is not good for counties, CSAC political arm goes into effect. And, I mean, the governor comes and meets with CSAC. You know, the budget people come and meet with CSAC.
CSAC wields a lot of influence in Sacramento, and it behooves assembly members, senators, and the governor to pay attention to the group, focused much more closely on local issues than regional. Sundberg said that having Bass as chair in 2 years will help the county.
Being president of CSAC is, you know, it's a big deal, and there's, you know, 3,000 people out in front of you, and you know, at the conference, and you are the one that is in charge of the whole thing. the reason it's a good thing is because you have a direct pipeline to the governor, to the legislature.
CSAC rotates the chair of the board by breaking the counties down into urban, suburban, and rural, and Bass will be the first member of the County Board of Supervisors to hold the position. And that's the news on this Thursday morning for